Chapter 8. Everyone was very pleased. They would be going back out to see Ed's discovery tomorrow. "I wanted to make a phone call as soon as I had a good signal," Professor Miller told them. "I called the museum. They are bringing sand buggies, so we can all return to the site tomorrow. Professor Latifah will come to take a look at the skeleton too."
"That's brilliant," said Rashid. "Professor Latifah is a very famous paleontologist here in Morocco. It will be good to see her again."
"They will meet us at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, outside the hotel. An early start for us all," said Professor Miller.
"I can't wait," said Ed.
"Let's keep driving then," said Rashid, "and get to Marrakesh for some dinner before we get some sleep."
"No more eggs, please," Dean groaned from the back seat.
"Actually, I know a good pizza restaurant close to the hotel," said Rashid.
"Pizza? In Morocco?
I'm definitely up for that," said Dean.
They set off again on their way back to Marrakesh. When they arrived, Professor Miller parked the car outside the pizza restaurant, and Rashid parked behind him. The students got out of the cars and went inside. They sat down at a long table with a red and white tablecloth. A candle burned prettily on the table. The waiter came over to take their order. The students chatted about the discovery as they ate their pizzas hungrily. All of them were looking forward to the next day. Ed couldn't wait to return to his dig site. He couldn't believe how close the fossil was to the surface of the sand and how lucky he was to find it. By 10:30, the students were back in their hotel rooms. Ed and Dean got ready for bed. And Ed set his alarm on his watch for 5 a.m. But he was so excited, he couldn't sleep. The alarm went off at 5 a.m. And Ed jumped out of bed quickly. He didn't like getting up in the mornings, but today was different. Ed was the first person in the breakfast room. He was eating his bread, butter, and boiled egg when Dean arrived. He looked at Ed's plate and said, "Just bread and butter for me today, I think." After breakfast, the group waited outside the hotel. Soon, three sand buggies arrived. A lady got out of the first buggy. This was the famous Professor Latifah. She was a tall, elegant lady. She was wearing walking boots and khaki trousers. Her blue T-shirt said the name of the museum on it, and she had a large brown hat on her head.
"Hello," she said as she walked towards the group. She shook Professor Miller's hand and hugged Rashid.
The sand buggy drivers did not speak English, so Professor Miller gave one of them a map with the location marked on it, and the driver nodded his head. Professor Latifah got their attention. "We have three buggies that will get us across the desert sand to the discovery site quickly. We've got the location now. We have tools, water, and food. We are ready. Are you ready?" she asked the students.
"Yes," they all shouted together.
"I definitely am," said Ed.
"Ah, this is Ed," Professor Miller told Professor Latifah. "He discovered the skeleton. I think he is very keen to get back to it."
"I'm sure he is," said Professor Latifah. "Let's go."
The three buggies drove off towards the Sahara. Professor Latifah was in the buggy with Rashid. Later, the students discovered that Rashid knew Professor Latifah because they were old school friends. Everyone was chatting about the skeleton. Liz was especially excited that she had met a famous paleontologist. Already, the sun was burning hot. It was so hot inside the vehicle. Luckily, their journey would be much quicker in the sand buggies.